You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Massachusetts marijuana growers are getting ready to plant their first crops for recreational use. Their pot should be ready to harvest this fall. But so far, just one grower has been approved to start sowing seeds. As the industry takes root, cultivators in the Commonwealth will be required to go green because the state has set some of the toughest energy use regulations in the country. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has our story.
Massachusetts has high expectations for suppliers of pot shops in the state. The new regs set strict limits on the amount of energy producers can use on their plants, depending on the size of their grows. Cannabis Control Commissioner Kay Doyle heads up the Energy Working Group.
We understand that marijuana cultivation and product manufacturing is one of the most energy-intense industries that there is right now.
The energy footprint of a typical indoor pot-growing facility is 8 to 10 times that of a similar-size office space. One study found 3% of the electricity used in California went for raising weed.
And so we want to make sure that it is not something that is going to throw us out of whack with the Global Warming Solutions Act.
That act requires the Commonwealth to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by 2050 from 1990 levels. But the energy needed to grow a single pound of pot indoors can put 5,000 pounds of climate-changing CO2 into the atmosphere. Peter Bernard is helping to solve the problem with an active but laid-back approach. On his porch in Taunton, he grinds up some homegrown. He fills a rolling paper and lights up. Bernard is executive director of the Massachusetts Grower Advocacy Council.
One of the nice things about this kind of work is you could be smoking up at any given time and it seems like it's okay. Nobody's going to say anything to you about it.
Once a type A tech guy, Bernard began growing medical marijuana after hurting his back. Now he represents cultivators, large and small, helping craft growers and corporations navigate the complex state marijuana regulations.
If I'm talking to a legislator or a regulator and I'm trying to be all proper, it's cannabis. If I'm talking to my friends, it's weed. Or let's smoke a bone.
Peter Bernard runs the Grower Advocacy Council out of his home, where he also raises his private stash.
Whoa.
You smell that? That's the smell of success.
It's also the smell of money. A window AC and dehumidifier hum in the background. His small grow room electric bill runs $110 a month.
Cannabis likes to have a Goldilocks zone of environment. Your temperature's got to be just right. Your humidity's got to be just right. If you do, they're going to be at their happiest.
Bernard's plants look very content. Two blue dream plants with big flowering buds grow under a purple light cast by an expensive LED. And two blue magoos bathed in yellow grow under a low-cost ceramic metal halide lamp. The lamps are on 12 hours or more a day. His small crop highlights the challenges large producers will face trying to meet the new state energy regulations. Those growing over 10,000 square feet of pot are limited to 36 watts of power per square foot. Smaller growers, 50 watts. It's complicated.
This is why people are having a problem with this wattage deal. That light costs $150, my ceramic metal halide. My LED light costs $850. But the ceramic metal halide cost me $40 a month to run. The LED cost me $8. So you're paying now or you're paying later.
Or you can use renewables. If a commercial grower gets 100% of their energy off the grid, they can use as much electricity as they want.
It's going to force larger growers to think outside the box to solve their lighting problems. There are a lot of really viable LED solutions, but the capital upfront investment of that can be prohibitive.
Alternatively, growers can think inside the box.
So this is the stem box. Basically, this is going to be a pre-built modular grow system.
Chris Denaro is co-founder and chief tech officer of Stem Cultivation. In a Salem Wharf warehouse stands their prototype device. It's designed to use science, technology, engineering, and math to produce pot the most energy-efficient way.
As a mechanical engineer, this was like a dream project for me. I got to just take all of the coolest technologies and put together a system to help maximize yield and efficiency of growing.
The stem box is a self-contained vertical hydroponic pot farm, roots mounted in 24 plastic columns that slide in and out for harvesting, are automatically fed precise amounts of water and nutrients. A 5-ton AC keeps 240 plants Goldilocks happy.
We just plugged in the pump to get the recirculating hydroponic system going. Now we're going to turn on the lights.
Whoa, that's bright. I feel like you got a suntan in here.
You have to wear shades. The state-of-the-art LEDs lining the stem box are made by a Massachusetts company. The lights are intense and positioned just right to maximize plant canopy exposure.
To us, efficiency equals cost. Lower efficiency, lower cost. It's as simple as that.
Stem cultivation CEO Kyle Moffitt is the money guy. He estimates that in the 3 months it takes to grow 40 pounds of pot in a stem box, the system will use the same amount of electricity as the average home in a year. Licensed growers will rent the boxes and grow the plants. Moffitt says his startup needs seed money.
What we'd like to do is grow ourselves, get a micro business cultivator license just for up to 5,000 square feet. We're not trying to be, because that R&D will help fund a business.
So you'll grow the business by growing the plants.
Despite his groan, Kyle Moffitt predicts the future of STEM is bright.
It could get big fast because our objective is so clear. We're trying to figure out what is the absolute most efficient way to grow cannabis. Really any plant. And that's why we call it a universal agronomy system. It could be for anything.
Marijuana could be just the tip of the iceberg. Lettuce, that is. There are already a few companies in Boston using hydroponics in shipping containers to raise crops. Energy consultant Sam Milton runs Climate Resources Group in Arlington.
For me, the really exciting part about this industry is that, you know, I see it as a bridge to a future where we have real sustainable urban agriculture, where we're growing the plants that we need to feed our community here in Boston.
Imagine energy efficient, sustainable, vertical indoor farming pioneered in part by pot. Now that's dank. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.